Ag groups and USDA work together on trade. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture works with dozens of ag and commodity groups to facilitate trade deals around the world. Luke Lindberg is USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs.
When I was being confirmed for this capacity and shortly after confirmed, I met with ag cooperators in a series of roundtable meetings to discuss their top priorities. Market access continues to be the number one priority.
Ag cooperators like the American Soybean Association and the U.S. Apple Export Council coordinate with Lindberg's office to identify potential trade problems.
One of the things that inhibits agricultural trade is the reality that sometimes foreign buyers and foreign governments disadvantage our farmers for a variety of different reasons. We often call them non-tariff barriers. Sometimes it's an actual tariff that's a challenge. But in many cases, there may be non-tariff barriers where they might disadvantage us based on some kind of disagreement on a phytosanitary issue or some other barrier that they want to erect against our farmers and ranchers. And so we work with those groups to make sure we identify the science-based truth and we go advocate for them, and we're continuing to find ways all around the world to give our folks a chance to compete.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.